Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Seemed like you guys were just kind of off and running there in the first half. Chicho got the early goal. What do you think maybe kept you guys from being able to get that second goal tonight?
Again,
recording,
I think
in progress.
Playing games away from home, it's kind of the opposite of Vancouver, right? Where momentum shifts and they're willing to play a little bit man to man. And again, when they're really willing to do that, I think we just need to do a better job of stretching, right? And threatening their shape. And I don't think that we weren't ball dominant as we'd like with the lead. And I think a big part of that is exploiting the space that the opponents are giving us. And that's
get rid of this thing.
Having said that, you know, I think we created two or three really good chances in the second half, right? Chicho had one, Andres had one off the bar, and then we had a 3v2 with Andres in the middle of the field, and it just didn't come off. So having said that, you know, I think, you know, we put ourselves in position to, you know, to get that second goal. But I think there's a lot of things that, you know, just looking at this game that we just need to tighten up. And I think every game offers an opportunity to learn from. And this is one of them.
You guys were able to use all your subs tonight. And the first one to come in was Fidel for Diego. It seemed like maybe a bit of frustration for Diego at times tonight. But what were you seeing from him? And maybe what are some things that he can improve on from this match?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, everyone has tough nights. You know, I think, you know, in particular in the first half, I think, again, when our attacking players are dropping into those pockets, I think what we could do, we can continue to improve on is playing quicker. Because when you're pulling out a center back, two things need to happen. Once the center back is out and comes into the midfield, any combination centrally breaks the press. And we need actions ahead of the ball because now we're isolated 1v1 across the back. So I just think that, you know, some games, you know, your touch is on, your technique is good. And some days it's not. And I just think it's just one of those one-off things. And when your first couple decisions don't come off, it's often hard to get back into that rhythm. When your first couple actions in a game come off really good, you start to really exude a lot of confidence. And I just think it's that. But again, the effort that Diego put forth from a defensive standpoint was fantastic.
Yeah. And then kind of on that note, I want to finish off with that last goal. Obviously, you know, you never want to concede late in the game. And it was that kind of more of a matter of they were just kind of knocking on the door and the dam broke in that moment. Like one of their chances was going to go because they were just pressuring so much.
Yeah, I think so. You put the ball in dangerous areas enough. And again, I think our, you know, at times our defensive shape was a bit compromised. I think they did a good job of finding space between our midfield line and our back line. And we'll go back and view that. But I think you're spot on, Caleb, where, you know, we you know, I think Zach had a fantastic game. You know, he kept us in the game. He managed crosses. He managed set pieces really, really well. You know, and I think in a lot of ways, if it wasn't for Zach, we wouldn't have got the results. So, you know, I think, again, we always want to put pressure on the ball. The problem with that is when you're not getting pressure on the ball, then you're forced to drop and cede space. And then it becomes a vicious cycle, right? And so the few times in the second half where we were able to get pressure on the ball, we won the ball in dangerous areas and we were able to, you know, build counters from it. So again, I think it was, you know, the goal that we conceded was just a matter of momentum. You know, I think Zach did everything he could to keep us in there. But again, I think there's a lot of moments that we'll look at and work on for next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, Coach, on that goal, I'm earning that reputation as the guy who doesn't talk about the goal or the assist, but the ball, the header won by Justin to set it up, I thought was maybe the most important, the kind of the biggest play of that moment. Just what is it about Jake Ladd kind of being in that position, winning that header, just going way up is, and then the way he kind of starts that counterattack, like just what was sort of behind that moment of magic for him, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think Jay Glad is a very much a front foot defender. And again, if we want to press higher up the field, we got to have center backs that are willing to step high and make plays. And, you know, Sean, I think it's great that you noticed that. Oftentimes the center backs aren't, you know, brought into the equation. But unless he makes that play there, then we don't spring an attack and we don't go forward. So, you know, I think, you know, he's a huge part of everything we do and the way we want to play, and obviously critical on that goal.
And then just kind of big picture, it's really easy to see this as this game as a point one being on the road and whatnot, but just because of the way that you guys led for so long, does it feel maybe a little bit like two dropped, or can you still see it as a point one on the road?
You know, again, I think, you know, if you watch enough football, as I'm sure you do, you know, you see, for example, yesterday, it was Chelsea against Man U, right? And they're up 3-2 with 5 minutes left in the game of injury time. And Chelsea come back and score two. So this game, for as much as it is, you know, you're leading for 75, 80% of the game, this game affords you no opportunity to take your foot off the gas. And really from a mental perspective, you can't shut off. And so whether, you know, they scored in the 30th minute, 60th minute, 100th minute, it feels safe the closer you are to the end of the game, but it's never safe.
Kyle Ireland, you're next.
Yeah, Pablo, you've had a couple of these late goals this season. How do you take those kind of disappointing finishes, and even though you get a point like you just talked about, how do you take that and like turn it into a learning opportunity where it's like, hey, you know, we didn't get the three, but we still got the one, but it's happened multiple times this season to the point where you don't want to see it again. How do you make that a learning opportunity where it kind of becomes a positive learning experience as opposed to a habitual thing?
Again, I think the way we talk about internally is every result is an opportunity to learn from. You know, we don't get too high when we win, because again, within that winning performance, there's obviously moments that as a group, we got to get better at. And so it doesn't hide the areas that we need to improve in. And the same when you draw late in the game. I think the important thing for us is and it's so easy to say as a coach, right? Guys, we got to be dialed in here in the last 10 minutes of the game. But these guys are running, you know, 13,000 meters. These guys are, you know, and your muscles use the same energy that your brain uses, right? So when you're fatigued physically, your brain isn't as sharp as it is when you're at full tilt. And so what we'll talk about really is decisions in those areas, right? So when the ball's in the wide areas, can we have a better approach from Emeka? Can we get better communication from, you know, a couple of other guys? And on the weak side, can we get our outside back coming across and dealing with a more dangerous player as opposed to someone that's beyond the goal? So we'll talk about it from a tactical perspective. But at the end of the day, these guys are humans, and when your muscles start to fatigue, your brain unfortunately has to go with it. Hence the reason why so many goals are scored late in the game in football.
And then real quick, just on Chicho's goal, he's just on a hot streak right now. Can you talk about what allows him to be in the right positions at the right times? Because, you know, it's not like you see every, you know, striker in this league have the kind of stretch that he's on right now.
Again, I think that's why great players decide games. They just have an intuition. They have a knack. Obviously, we work on the final third phase, but really as the play's developing and Andreas is in the wide area, he knows a cross is coming. And so he's constantly scanning as to what area he wants to attack. And Andreas puts in a great ball. So again, like Cucho as well, Chicho, the best strikers in our league have a knack of being at the right place at the right time. And that's what makes them great players.
Carson, you're up.
Hey Pablo.
Pablo.
So Brody and Bodie have been battling for that right back spot all season. What are you and your staff like? What makes that decision on who starts at that right back spot?
Well, again, I think it's all dependent upon previous performance. Obviously, Brody's played there the last few games. Bodie's been comfortable playing there, but he's been playing as a you know as our right mid in defense and our wing back in the attack. And so with Andres coming back, just to keep a bit of cohesiveness within the group in that line, I think is important. But again, I think we have a week of training. We'll analyze our opponents and I think the most important thing for us is to make sure that we're honest with our assessment with each individual as to where they stand. I talk to them weekly about what the plan is for the week, given our opponents and given, how we finished the previous game. And so there's so many factors that go into that. But I think they've both been great. They both have done a fantastic job. And we want competition in every position in order to raise the standard in every position. And I think we have a team to be able to do that.
Awesome. And you guys recently have been struck by a little bit of an injury bug. What is with especially with like Eric Holt and Marcelo Silva? How are you guys, what's the plan on handling that?
Well, I think we're looking to bring in another center back. Marcelo's injury is long term. And you have to be at least too deep in that position, for competition, but also because, we're going to run into a part of the season where we're going to have a full string game. So definitely looking to bring in another center back, and then bringing up guys from Monarchs to make sure that we have we have guys that can participate as their scouts and see how those guys do as well, and see how they perform within in training to see if we have another center back in house. But both those injuries are different. Marcelo slipped on a ball and stretched, and that was as almost tearing his hamstring off the bone. And then Holt was stretching for a pass when it was really chilly outside. We've analyzed it with our we you know with our sports performance staff and our medical staff and again, I think in the near term it's finding a player to come in and shore up that position.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
911, emergency.
A kidnap, my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact, he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.